Thank you, Deputy Speaker, honourable members. We join the ANC family in extending words of comfort and condolences to the Kabasha family on the passing away of our colleague and the chairperson of Portfolio Committee of Home of Tourism. It's a great loss to the ANC, Women's League, the entire Congress movement, the people of South Africa, which serve selflessly and with dedication. May her soul rest in peace. Deputy Speaker, transparency and accountability are the guiding pillars of our democratic process, and this motion is yet another layer through which this Parliament enhances openness in our political and electoral environment. Members will recall that in May 2024, the National Assembly passed a resolution without specifying the upper limits for donation or this disclosure threshold, allowing the President to develop regulations. My vote counts challenged this in court after the passing of the Electoral Matters Amendment Bill Act 2024, and the Western Cape High Court ruled that a legal lacuna had been created. The Western Cape High Court judgment provided a temporary rate in setting the upper limits for donation to 15 million and a disclosure threshold 100,000 respectively. This rate in set up limit and the disclosure threshold are equivalent to the previous use framework, which was arrived at without empirical evidence or taking into consideration the cost of running political parties and independent activities. The Constitution of the Republic of South Africa promotes democratic ideals and the accountability of political activities. For this purpose, the Constitution recognizes the centrality of democracy and the rights of citizens to participate in the country's political life. Section 24, subsection 1A of the Political Party Funding Act require National Assembly resolution to enable the President to develop regulations regarding the maximum amount of a donation that may be accepted from a person or entity within the financial year, the threshold amount at which all donations must be disclosed. To this extent, the committee advertised through various platforms of the media inviting written submission from 25 October to 22 November 2024. This motion was taken through a rigorous public participation process in line with Section 59 of the Constitution, which compels Parliament to ensure a meaningful public participation. On the 3rd December, the committee further invited stakeholders for oral public hearing. Deputy Speaker, following the engagement with the stakeholders, the committee resolved to change the quantum and task the Parliamentary Budget Office to commission a study or benchmark on instrument to use in facilitating amending the lower and the upper limits. The decision was taken because the original rationale and assumption underlining the 100,000 and 15 million established in 2018 were unavailable. The Electoral Act provided the President that the President determine amount after National Assembly resolution. He must consider the actual contribution of public funding for political purposes, inflation, cost of running parties, affairs, and independent representative activities. The committee debated various scenarios or options made in public hearings, including the contribution by PBO. It centered around the inflation cost of running the affairs of political parties and independent activities, the limitation of the state to fully fund political parties and independent representatives, as well as administration burden on parties to declare smaller donation. The committee used an inflation-adjusted recalculation of the threshold premised on the assumption that the initial threshold figures were deemed reasonable. This adjustment aimed to preserve the value of the threshold over time and mitigate the effect of inflation's pressures. In addition, the electoral system is in process of being reconsidered by the Electoral Reform Panel, which could as well affect the party funding legislative landscape. The committee is of the view that the proposed motion achieves the necessary balance between the dual objective of considerable costs to run the political programs and need for transparency. In the light of the Party Political Funding Act, the committee reaffirmed its decision taken towards the end of the sixth administration to review the Party Political Funding Act. The IEC was tasked to commission a study which will determine whether the Act is achieving its stated purposes. In this regard, IEC will next month host a colloquium with all stakeholders, including the political parties, to assess the impact since passed by Parliament in 2018. Deputy Speaker, having considered the matter setting up the upper limits and disclosure threshold in terms of Section 24, subsection 1A of the Political Funding Act, we hereby propose that the National Assembly make the following resolution. that when the Electoral Matters Amendment Act 2024 came into operation on the 8th of May 2024 and is confirmed by the High Court in a matter of my vote counts, a lacuna in law had been created. Further note that although the High Court in the above matter provided a red in as a temporary relief to address the lacuna in law in respect of Section 8, Subsection 2 and Section 9, Subsection 1A of the Act respectively, the High Court expressed its expectation that Parliament will attend to the matter on behalf of the people of South Africa. Accordingly, in terms of Section 24 of the Act, we resolve that the President, as soon as reasonable possible, make regulations regarding the amount contemplated in the section as I highlighted, and recommend that the President in that regard consider the following amounts determined by the Assembly following a public participation process as appropriate. The amount referred to in Section 8, Subsection 2, upper limits of donation from 15 million to bank 30 million rand in a financial year. The amount referred to in Section 9, Subsection 1 of disclosure limit from 100,000 to 200,000 rand in financial year. On behalf of the Portfolio Committee, we therefore table this report to be considered and approved by Parliament. Thank you.